Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. Farsan, Indigenous Storytellers Scholarship, aims to connect emerging deadly creatives in culture, dance and storytelling in various art forms, whether that be to mentor or pursue and share their artistry. Today, we're joined by Sean Kinchela, winner of the Storytellers Scholarship. Thanks for yarning with us today, Sean.
Thank you for having me aboard. Yama Niani. Hello, everyone. So my name's Sean Kinchela. I'm a Gimmelora and Wiradjuri man. My family come from northern western New South Wales, stretching from Coonabarabran, Moree, Narrabri, down to Wellington.
This was announced, you're winning this scholarship, just this last week, right, with a whole event day showcasing the many talented finalists. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm still taking it all in. It still feels very surreal. I was appreciative to be a finalist, let alone a winner. I felt like a winner just being a finalist and having my work recognised. So winning the scholarship has really pushed me to reach for more.
You are one of 9 scholarship finalists that were at the very end there. Some of the storytellers focused on music, fashion and like dance. What is it that you do as a storyteller?
So I have a pretty broad range of mediums. So I entered as a photographer this year. In previous years, I've entered as a digital artist and a photographer. But me as a storyteller, I paint, I write music, I do photos and videos as well as graphic design. My stories come from family, country, and I also draw inspiration from where I live and what I'm surrounded by.
So not only are you a recipient of a cash scholarship, but it's also a mentoring scholarship with industry professionals. Who are you working with and what do you hope to develop in this opportunity, in this pathway?
Yeah, so I'm lucky enough to also be mentored by another Gimmelora and Wiradjuri woman, Marley Morgan, who's an incredible photographer. So I just hope to learn anything I can. Like, I look at her portraits and everything just looks natural. The people in a portraits look relaxed, posed correctly, connected to country. So, yeah, I'm just willing to learn whatever I can along the way.
We have talked a little bit about what's happening right now for you, but can you share us your journey to get here? What has been your creative storytelling story?
So, yeah, I've been painting, writing, taking photos for a long time. I've just recently gone into photography for the past 5 years. Before that, I've done a lot of painting and I design a lot of jerseys for the NRL, Parramatta Eels. I just had one released last week. I've gotten into photography. I live on the far south coast of New South Wales, so it's kind of hard not to own a camera. It's like paradise down this way. And yeah, I'm just pushing for recognition. I don't feel like there's enough recognition for Indigenous photographers out there. Yeah, I just really hope I can push further. I'd really love to be to become a Sony ambassador. Like, I shoot everything on Sony cameras. I'd love to be an ambassador for Australian Geographic one day. A lot of my photos, I'm trying to push for education around looking after country, looking after the animals, and just telling stories and keeping our culture alive.
Yeah. Does photography really fill your cultural cup?
It does, because I live off country. I live on the far south coast, so I'm 15 hours away from home country. It's a way for me to stay connected and keep practicing and put it on a platform for everyone to see. I take it as an obligation, like I said in my speech when I won the scholarship. Not everyone's gifted as a storyteller, but I feel like the people that do have the gift of storytelling, whether it's painting, singing, writing, I feel like we have that responsibility to tell them stories for the people that can't.
For people who are looking to see more of your work, want to know more information of what's coming up for you, how do they, one, follow what you're doing, or two, get in contact with you with the work that you're going to do?
Yeah, so I have 2 Instagrams, one for my artworks and graphic design. So my Instagram's Local Famous. And for my photography, I have Local Famous Photography. And I post a lot of in between them too of what I'm doing. So it's a work. I'm keen. I love connecting with people. That's the main reason why I do what I do. I love connecting with people from all across the country and internationally as well.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing this achievement with us today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate having the time to talk to you guys and share my journey.
That was Sean Kinchela, winner of the Indigenous Storytellers Scholarship, artist, photographer and graphic designer of Local Famous. You've been listening to NITV Radio.